Pictures of Kurdish fighters killed in battle with IS Al-Takfiri militants suggest that terrorists used chemical weapons against Kurds in Syria's Kobani. The pictures show burns and white spots on victims' bodies, while there are no visible injuries or external bleeding. Kurdish activists earlier said that IS Al militants attacked them with chemicals in a village near Kobani. The pictures also suggest that IS Al could possess a huge stockpile of chemical arms. Meanwhile, the Syrian ambassador to the UN has accused Turkey and Saudi Arabia of providing weapons of mass destruction to the terrorists in his country. Rochelle Jaffery told the UN committee that Ankara and Riyadh were involved in giving chemical weapons to the insurgents. He said that Turkey supports over 100 terrorist groups in Syria. We're going to talk to Wade Matson, now investigative journalist, about our earlier report here regarding how traces of chemical weapon use by these IS Al-Takfiri militants has been noted on some of the Kurdish fighters. Wayne Matson, quite alarming. However, not new news in terms of the lead that was given based on a number of reports I'm looking at, including one that says ISIS seizes Saddam Hussein's chemical weapons storage facility, not to mention this laptop that was retrieved from a Tunisian who had joined the ISIL, talked about a plague that they can get their hands on, bubonic plague. And within that laptop also there were some troves of how to make chemical weapons. What's your initial reaction to what we're looking at here, the news stating that there's chemical weapon traces on some of these bodies?
Well, I'm not surprised, because we've seen this before when President Assad was accused of using chemical weapons and nerve agents against people out in the suburb of Damascus. It was blamed on Assad, but then we found out it was actually the pre-ISIL Takfiri Syrian rebels who had actually launched those attacks in an obvious false flag operation to make it look like Assad had done it. So this has happened in Syria before, and it's obviously happened again. And in the case of use of poison gas in the Damascus suburb, that had Prince Bandar's fingerprints, the former head of Saudi intelligence, had his fingerprints all over it. I have to assume his fingerprints are still on this, because he's now the national security advisor to the Saudi king. He's changed his jobs, but his influence hasn't diminished whatsoever.
Also, this is reminiscent somewhat of what initially happened back when the U.S. was blaming the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad for the use of chemical gas. I forget the name of the region, but those horrific bodies that were shown, and then the video prior to that that had emerged showing some of these terrorists. I don't know if you recall the case of the rabbit. There was a video with some of these terrorists using some kind of chemical gas, perhaps, of which later it was traced. Not traced. Within that video, it was shown that it was manufactured in Turkey, this chemical gas. Is there a chance that Turkey is involved in this? Because Turkey obviously has been now openly being blamed for their support of ISIL.
Yes, I think Turkey has a lot to explain for. And obviously the fact that their troops are actually on the Turkish side of the border, witnessing some of this carnage in Kobani with the Syrian Kurds, is just another indication of their complicity with ISIL, just like the Israel Defense Force stands idly by and actually brings ISIL and al-Nusra Front people, fighters who have been injured fighting in the Golan area of Syria. They bring them across the border into Israel for medical treatment, and they provide logistic support. Look, all you got to do is go on the Syrian-Turkish border and the Syrian-Israeli border to figure out who's backing ISIL. It's the Mossad, and it's the Turkish military and the Turkish intelligence service. It's Erdogan. He's in this up over his ears on this, and the Saudis. If you want to talk about an axis of evil, this is the real axis of evil we're dealing with.
Thank you very much for that. Pleasure talking to you. Wade Matson, investigative journalist, talking to us there from Tampa.